This is Enterprise Breakfast with Libby Gore on Disrupt Radio.
Let's get down to business.
We're taking stock this morning on Enterprise Breakfast. Libby Gore with you. The word ecosystem is such an interesting word. It's kind of flowed into leadership over the last 4 or 5 years. The Leader's Ecosystem is a book, a guide actually, to leading, exceptionally. The author of it is Dr. Paige Williams, who's an organisational psychologist. She's here to speak with us this morning. Paige, it's a good word, isn't it, ecosystem? It's like organic. It reminds me of water going over rocks and twigs and making its way down the mountain where it should go.
Oh, what a beautiful picture that is, Libby. Yes, it is a great word. It's a deep word. It's a big word. And it really does reflect the reality of the worlds that leaders live in and work in.
What does it mean exactly when you talk about the workplace as an ecosystem?
Well, effectively, an ecosystem is a natural system that has dynamics of growth and decline and death. And it's a system that has interconnected parts to it. So, you know, any workplace, any team, any family, any soccer team, volunteer organization, they're all human ecosystems. They have natural cycles of growth and decline, and they're interconnected in deep and complex ways.
It's a beautiful way of looking at a community, actually, about the interdependence and about the knock-on effect by one person's behavior, obviously having an effect on other people's behaviour, and those at the top of the tree clearing the bracken for those beneath to follow. But where do millennials fit into this? I note that they're a bit of a focus with you when you've got this cross-generational workforce.
Absolutely. Well, I think any ecosystem, any human ecosystem, is largely impacted by the values that the people within it have. And interestingly, what's happening in workplaces now is that we have multiple generations. We've had that for a while. But what we have at the moment is we have Gen X, which I'm part of, and just because of the age and stage of life that we're at, we're often in the middle and senior leadership roles. We have our children, which are our Gen Zers, coming into the workforce as team members, and sandwiched in the middle of us are our millennial generations or our Gen Ys. And the values that they have and hold in terms of what good looks like, in terms of the role that work plays in their world, in terms of what a good workplace is, in terms of what good leadering looks like, is very different than us as Gen Xers and our children as Gen Z. So we've got this kind of millennial sandwich in the workplace. And I often hear, I work with leaders and I hear them kind of speak frustration around the millennial team members and emerging leaders that they're leading. And it's this value difference
creating spill the tea. What is the value difference? And if they're workplaces that X and boomers have created and created the opportunity, why should they pander to millennials?
It's interesting that you even use the word panda, Libby.
Yeah, panda.
Because millennials,
panda.
I get it, I'm a Gen X, right?
Suck up to, compromise for.
Oh, I like to use the words understand and connect with.
Yeah.
Because
I think
one
that's
of our
half
roles
the problem.
One of our roles as leaders is to actually have the capacity to walk in other people's shoes, not to pander and not to in any way be soft, but to create a bridge of understanding that means that we can get the work done that needs to be done. Because we're in these drama dynamics, we're not getting the work done because we're too deep in the perhaps emotion or in the frustration rather than focusing on the work that needs to be done. And so this bridge of understanding between generations, it's not about pandering, but it is about being effective in the workplace and enabling high performance.
That sounds to me like you're using words that are more benign and less offensive to get the same result.
Well, I think that at the end of the day, if we're being offensive, we're putting people into a defensive mindset, and that's not what's going to be effective. And certainly as leaders, and that's really, it's the leader's ecosystem for a reason, is we sometimes do have to hold the bigger space. We do have to put down perhaps a sense of ego, a sense of strongly held positions on things just for a moment to maybe understand where others are at. And so millennials grew up in a fundamentally different type of ecosystem than we did.
Yeah, tell us about
as Gen Xers. We grew up at a time where, you know, in the 80s, there was some really tough economic stuff going on. I grew up in the UK, but I know it was mirrored here in Australia as well. And our children have felt that too, as we've come up through and navigated the economic ups and downs over the last few decades. Our children have witnessed us doing that. Millennials in the middle of this, I grew up in the 90s, it was fairly stable politically. It was a time of economic prosperity. And so they have what they grew up with and the values that they have. Education was freely available. You know, there wasn't the debt associated with it that there is now. So they just have a fundamentally different experience of the world than we do. And they're optimists and they're technology natives. They actually kind of were the first people to engage in all of the social media that we have now in its earlier stages. So as we think about where's the leverage point with millennials, as we step into the age of AI that it's been called, this millennial generation are people that are used to experimenting with early stage technology. And there's real opportunity for us as leaders to connect with them through that kind of lens.
Sounds to me like they're spoiled.
How is that going to help you connect with them in the workplace, Libby?
I just don't have them. But that is why you are an expert on leadership. And I am not. However, I'm really grateful that you've actually identified what the differences are, because it does make sense in terms of if X have come through tougher times and then through the way they behave and transfer their knowledge to the Zs, you do have a sandwich generation that have experienced fundamentally different economic times and cultural environment. And you're absolutely right, to be able to entice and encourage them to connect with the workforce that you're creating is one of the aspects of leadership that a cross-generational workforce must deal with. And it's really nice to call out that the fact that there are differences in terms of culture at different ages and stages.
Absolutely. And I think this just highlights one aspect of the complexity that leaders are dealing with day in, day out, which is why the leaders ecosystem is an ecosystem of ideas, because there's just no one way that we can deal with everything that's coming up, the opportunities, the needs, the challenges that we've got right now. And the ecosystem is an ecosystem of ideas to meet the needs, opportunities and challenges, because the ideas can be blended together so that we can create something unique to meet the unique situation in front of us. And that's really what we need now, because I reckon what we've been told good leadership looked like, I came up through business school, it's my background, that has not worked for me and it will not work for leaders going forward now, because it just isn't fit for purpose for what we're leading now in terms of complexity and the pace of change.
Paige, thank you so much for being with us on Enterprise Breakfast this morning. You make a lot of sense, and thank you for putting up with my recalcitrance.
It's a pleasure, Libby.
Dr. Paige
Williams,
have
a great morning.
Organizational psychologist, author of The Leader's Ecosystem, A Guide to Leading, Exceptionally, basically how you resurrect your business through uncertain times and connect with your millennial staff, given that we are in a cross-generational workforce. You heard my frustrations. I'm possibly teasing them because I couldn't live without you, Bryce. You're a millennial. No, he's just looking at me and going, nah, you've blown it with me now.
This is Enterprise Breakfast with Libby Gore on Disrupt Radio.